engine.
Here's Chucky Hepburn out high, shadowed by Bowie, a bounce in the wall against Nicholson. Right block, kick back to Hepburn. 16-11 Northwestern, 9:40 left in the first half. Chucky at the top, works to the foul line, feeds Wall, dribbles off the right wing, jump stop, right block, up he goes, off the glass and in. Well done. 2 feet down, got himself balanced, and then finished for the first points of the night for Tyler Wall. 16-13 Northwestern with 9:23 left in the first half. Bowie throwing to Nicholson right of the circle. Nicholson takes the handoff to Martinelli. Instead, leads it for Chase Audiz. Drop coverage from Crowell. Audiz floats it over Crowell, up and in off the window from right of the lane. Quickly out of the net, the Badgers get it up the floor to Chucky Hepburn. Alex Klesman, right sideline. 18-13 Northwestern. 9 minutes left of the break. Wall throwing to Klesman high on the right. Max will loop it to Hepburn on the right wing along the sideline. Moves inside. Crowell will catch. Single coverage right now. Nicholson. Now the double from Barron. Out to Connor Esegin. Dribbles to the foul line. Pull up jump from there. Short. Rebound Esegin trying to battle. It's back tapped and it goes out to Chase Audige. On the run. Audige down the lane. Feeds it inside. Low on the left for Nicholson for the bucket. Or excuse me, Martinelli, I should say, for the bucket. It's now 20-13 Northwestern with 8:30 left in the first half. With the ball is Crowell, top of the circle for Wisconsin. Finds a back-cutting Klesman low on the left layup, good. Klesman with 5, 20-15 Northwestern, 8:20 left in the first half. Here comes Boo Bowie bringing it up the floor for Northwestern. Audige. Quick pass, Barron gets it to Nicholson. They rotate to Martinelli, high on the right against Esegin. A flip to Bowie at the top. Bowie fans off to the left side. Hand off Audige. Audige against Klesman. Audige to the line. Audige now retreats. Shot clock at 5. Audige against Max. Deep three. Audige straight away is off the rim. No good. Rebound Wall for Wisconsin. 7:48 left in the half. Here comes Tyler on the push. Front court. Right of the circle is Wall, throws to Esegin between the circles. He's with Martinelli, a pass for Klesman. Inside feet intended for Crowell. It's batted around, loose in the air. Nicholson and Klesman. Nicholson comes up with it. To the line, down the lane, to the rim. Two-hand slam dunk. Matthew Nicholson, big fella, getting it done. The seven-footer on the runout.
Northwestern's won the last two 50-50s on the floor, and they've resulted in transition hoops.
22-15, Northwestern, 7:17 left in the first half. Esegin against Bowie. Connor, good ball pressure from Bowie. Esegin gets it off to Stephen Crowell. Now Hepburn against Martinelli on the right side. Chucky with a bounce pass for Crowell. Baseline right, draws the double. Skip pass Esegin, tap pass Klesman. Goes into Wall in the lane. Left shoulder turn, up right hand, off the right side iron, no good. Rebound tap to Audige. 6:55 left in the half, 22-15, Northwestern leading Wisconsin. Badgers just 6 of 16 from the field. Northwestern 10 of 18. As Boo Bowie sets the offense. 23 points against Northwestern. 20 in the first matchup against Wisconsin. Now Barron tries a three. Left side clip. The front rim no good. Rebound Hepburn. 2-on-3. Chucky to the line. Down the lane. Low on the left. Goes up. Blocked by Barron. Bodies on the floor. 2 Badgers. 1 Wildcat. Here comes Bowie. He'll feed Martinelli high on the left. Left it for Bowie. Finds a cutting Barron down the lane. And he runs into Crowell. And the foul is called on Stephen Crowell. That'll be his first. As we're at the under 8 media timeout. The All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. And Badger fans, tonight's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brewpub, Lots of Matzah Pizza, and Pepsi. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 6:24 left of the first half. Northwestern 22, Wisconsin 15. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Pride.
Left corner three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes. It counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit AmFam.com/Badgers all season long for exclusive content features and updates, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. 6:24 left in the first half. 22-15, Northwestern leads Wisconsin.
You have to credit Northwestern for taking advantage of fast break opportunities. A couple of baskets, one by Martinelli, the other by Nicholson.
Yeah, they're showing they have plenty left in the tank right now as the inbounds pass Chase Audige. Barron trying to run it down, threw it away, right into the hands of Kamari McGee in the lineup for the first time here tonight for the Badgers. Jordan Davis back in there as well. Jordan has the ball right now. Gilmore, Asijan, and Crowell rounding out the five. Big Stevie with the ball right of the circle. Throws to McGee between the arcs. He is with Martinelli. Kamari holds and looks. Puts it on the deck. Little crossover to the line. Right lane line. McGee to the cup. Lay up good. Kamari McGee pulls the Badgers to within five, 22-15, 5:55 left in the half.
He earned that basket with the steal to set up that possession.
Barron throwing to Martinelli, outside left against Asijan, gives it to Nicholson at the top. Nicholson rotates to Barry on the right side. Barry being dogged by McGee, loves the D up, and Barry with a contested jumper, left lane line no good, rebound tip from Crowell to McGee. A stop for the Badgers, and here comes a sophomore out of Racine, St. Catharines, Kamari McGee. Throws to Carter Gilmore on the right side, refeeds McGee, turns it through Asijan, leaves it for Davis on the left wing. Looks to pass inside, Crowell catches left of the lane, draws the double with Barron and Nicholson on him. Crowell with a pass for McGee, rotates right side to Connor, flips a three, right wing, nailed it. Connor Asijan, his second three-point hit, timeout Northwestern. And the Badgers are within two as Asijan missing them early. He has hit his last couple of flips from the three-point line. And a 30-second timeout taken by Northwestern with 5:15 left in the half. 22-20, the Wildcats.
Northwestern has accomplished one part of its game plan with its hard doubles on Crowell. Crowell isn't having a shot attempt yet, so they've gotten the ball out of his hands. Now it's incumbent upon Wisconsin's perimeter shooters to make a few threes to loosen up that defense.
Crowell has three assists, so they have done that. So that's a part of Big Stevie's game that I think it is still in some circles is underappreciated. He can be a very good passer, and he is finding the open men right now for Wisconsin. Chris Collins using his first timeout as Robbie Barron will inbound to Boo Booey. 22-20, the Wildcats with 5:13 left till halftime. Booey walks it through the center circle as McGee digs in on the defensive end. Booey kills the dribble, throws to Nicholson out high. Flips it back to Booey at the right point. Looks off the screen, fighting through it is McGee. Now it's Barron left side against Gilmore off the left wing, left lane line to the cup, layup, right side iron, no good, rebound Crowell. 4:50 left in the half. Badgers can tie it with a two, take the lead with a deep shot. McGee high on the right, going to Gilmore. Loops it inside for Crowell. It's knocked away by Nicholson. Turnover, Wisconsin. Andrews turn it back to the Wildcats. Bowie right of the circle. Got covered up by McGee. Bowie was thinking about the triple. Takes it off the right wing in the lane. Lobs it into Nicholson low on the right. Poked away by Gilmore. Into Connor Asijan's hands. Good work by Carter Gilmore. McGee left of the circle. Whips it inside. Crowell catches. Left shoulder turn. Up right hand. Missed badly because he was fouled hard. as Stephen Crow will go to the free throw line for two shots.
I love the recognition on the part of Kamari McGee. He didn't waste any time. He saw that Crow was posting up on the lane line, got him the ball. Got his ball right away so he could do something with it. In this case, he drew the foul.
And that's the second on Matthew Nicholson. Stephen Crow to the free throw line. Stevie, 14 points, 9 rebounds on Thursday against Ohio State. First free throw for Crow is around the right side, backside, part of the rim, and finally through.
Have a nice moment away from the free throw line as Sejan and McGee hugging each other. I'm telling you, McGee's played really well in this short 2-minute span.
He has provided a spark. Second free throw coming up for Crow. On the way. Back rim, no good. Rebound, Titus Verhoeven back in there for Northwestern. 22-21 the Wildcats. 4:15 left in the first half. Bowie to the front court. Mari McGee defending. A handoff to Brooks Barnheiser. Bounces to Audige against Davis. Davis goes under the Verhoeven screen. Now Audige right lane line. Backing Audige right mid post. Throws it up. Put the right side iron, no good. Rebound, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Barnheiser. And a timeout. The under four media timeout. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. And we want to recognize today's game sponsor, Gordon Flesh, and thank them for their proud support of Wisconsin Badger basketball. Gordon Flesh, business technology managed, taking the worry out of managing your office equipment and IT needs. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 3:58 left in the first half, Northwestern 22, Wisconsin 21. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers at clearybuilding.com.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the Ford trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years straight. Made for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
Check the U.S. Bank scoreboard earlier today in the Big Ten. Michigan gets 26 points, 11 rebounds from Hunter Dickinson en route to a 77-69 win against Ohio State. And Keisei Tomenaga with 30 points to help Nebraska outscore Penn State 72-63. We have 3:58 left in the first half here in Madison. Northwestern 22, Wisconsin 21.
Man, I'm sure it went largely unnoticed in this building before the last time out, but Jordan Davis turned in a winning play. He's defending Odige. Odige wants to drive to the rim with his right. He wants to go right. Well, Jordan cut him off and forced a really tough fadeaway jump shot, a low percentage shot. That's a winning play. You get a lot of those plays, you wind up winning this game.
And that's what they want out of Jordan Davis. D up, get some rebounds, knock down some shots. That's great. Well, that's the best way to continue to earn minutes. Has to do those other things that don't necessarily flash on a stat sheet. Here's Kamari McGee, bounces to Jordan, top of the circle. Barnheiser defending, good feed inside, caught by Gilmore, back out to Crow. Big Stevie for three, right side, in and out, no good. Rebound tip, Gilmore has it right elbow. Second chance, Wisconsin. Carter hands off to Davis. Right side for McGee. Baseline right. Cut off by Bowie. Retreating is Kamari. Back out front. Shot clock at 10. Davis between the circles. A throw to Klesman. Working against Robbie Barron near the left corner. Five to shoot. Klesman trying to work baseline. Lost the handle. It goes out of bounds. Turnover number five for Wisconsin.
Yeah, size matters. It did in that situation. That one-on-one with Klesman trying to operate against the 6'9 Barron. Lost control of the basketball.
Kamari McGee will come out, and the crowd recognizing the spark that Kamari has brought to the party. Chucky Hepburn back in. 3:26 left in the first half, 22-21, Northwestern leading Wisconsin. Badgers have not led so far in this game. Barnheiser throwing to Barron between the arcs. Left side feed for Bowie. Bobbles and now gets control high on the left off the Verhoeven screen. Chucky works over it. Bowie left elbow goes in inside Verhoeven. Back out to Bowie. A shot fake against Crowell. Now Hepburn will get Bowie. Shot clock at 10. Bowie curls. Now in the lane. One pump, two pumps. Walk to the ball. Yes, sir. Good technique defensively as the Badgers force the turnover.
Again, knowing the scouting report, knowing who he's going to go one way or wants to go one way, he wants to go right. Turn him back inside and see what he does. He wasn't able to get anything off.
And Chucky not biting on the pump fakes with the ball is Jordan Davis right side. Now it's Stephen Crowell, top of the circle. Crowell gets it to Hepburn. Chucky across the top of the key going left to right. Klesman now with it. Inside feed. Crowell catches. Doubled at the left block. Open man is Chucky. Rotates to Jordan Davis on the right side. 10 to shoot. Jordan a step in the lane. Leaves it for Crowell. Top of the arc. 7 to shoot. Hepburn left side. Takes it left of the lane. Step back. Baseline left jumper. Off the right side of the rim. No good. Rebound. Brooks Barnheiser of Northwestern. 2:30 left in the half. 22-21. The Wildcat. Badgers 8 of 21 from the floor. Northwestern 10 for 22. Drew Bowie outside left against Hepburn. Verhoeven the screen. Chucky works over it. Drop coverage Crowell. A lob to the rim up and in. Bowie. Little teardrop. He has 5. 24-21. Northwestern. With 2:08 left in the first half. 3-point lead for the Wildcats at 24-21. Jordan Davis throws to Max, tries a three, left side, off the rim, no good. Rebound, Audige. Chase Audige will walk it through the midcourt logo with a minute 50 left in the half. 3-point lead, Northwestern. Wall and Asijan ready to check back in for Wisconsin. Audige deliberate getting into the offense. These are for Verhoeven, top of the arc. Shot clock at 10. Verhoeven a handoff to Boo Booey. He's with Hepburn. Whips a pass to Barron high on the left. Throws to Barnheiser. On the left wing, 5 to shoot. Barnheiser, mid-post left, fades, flips, hits. Brooks Barnheiser with his first points. 26-21 Northwestern. 1:23 left in the first half.
Cats went about 5 minutes without points, and now I'm scoring them back-to-back possessions.
Still have not trailed in this game. Gilmore throwing to Klesman. Quick pass to Crowell. Left of the lane. Now the double. Crowell finds Chucky. Goes into Gilmore. Right of the paint against Robbie Barron. Single coverage. Gilmore starts to back. Drawing the double. Open man Jordan Davis for three. Left side. Off the right side of the rim. No good. Barnheiser the rebound. Wisconsin 4 of 13 from the three-point line. 55 seconds left of the break. 26-21 Northwestern. Andrews now coming up on 3.5 minutes without scoring. Bowie sets the floor. Puts it in motion to Verhoeven right of the circle. Shot clock is at 10. Verhoeven fakes the handoff to Audige. Instead gets to Barron. Tries a three that is way short. Barnheiser trying to save, and he does to Verhoeven. And the shot clock had reset, and it shouldn't have because that was an air ball by a lot. So now it's just a matter of where they're going to have a monitor review here to see where the shot clock should be, and it should be at probably, I think, under 5 seconds. We have 34.4 seconds left in the half. 26-21, Northwestern leading Wisconsin. Officials are going to have to go to the monitor and try to figure out. I'm thinking less than 5 would remain in the shot clock.
Barnheiser's is one of those guys you don't pay a whole lot of attention to, and then he just does some little things on the floor to help you.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, shot clock mistake here, so they're officials just trying to piece the video together and then determine where they will. At the moment, it's showing 6. You look So a free timeout for Greg Gard and Chris Collins. Game clock showing 34.4 seconds left in the half. 5-point lead for Northwestern. And now, I thought it would be less than five. Didn't know it'd be two, but that's what they're going to set it. Two on the shot clock for the Wildcats. Chris Collins making sure his team knows there are just 2 seconds on the shot clock. They'll be inbounding, sideline right, and Boo Booey will be throwing it in. Chucky Hepburn will be defending Booey. Booey looking and looking, still looking into Adiz. He'll hoist up a three right of the circle, clip the right side of the rim, no good. Rebound to Barnheiser, and a reset for Northwestern. 25 to play, 16 to shoot. Andrews missing a block out. Another second chance for the Wildcats. Shot clock at 10. Booey out front. Picked up by Wall on a switch. Shot clock at 5. Booey with a crossover. Now a step back. Top of the circle. 3 try. No good. Offensive rebound. Barnheiser. Left elbow jumper. No good. A siege of the rebound. 5 seconds left in the half. Here's Mac Klesman. Right side of the front court with 3. With 2. Into Wall. Low on the left. Reverse layup. Good at the buzzer. Tyler Wall beats the clock. As the Badgers have something to feel good about going into the locker room, they are back to within 3.
I'm just amazed by the poise that Klesman showed on this play. He didn't panic, didn't rush himself, saw that Tyler Wall was running the floor, had a free lane to the rim, got him the ball, and Tyler finished on the glass.
And just enough time to finish with that reverse layup. As the Badgers, despite cold spells, are down just 3. At halftime here in Madison. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table at the half, Northwestern 26, Wisconsin 23. We're back with the halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broken too. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
At the half, Northwestern 26, Wisconsin 23. Chase Audiz with 6 points to pace the Wildcats. Boo Booey and Robbie Barron each with 5. Nick Martinelli and Matthew Nicholson with 4. Brooks Barnheiser with 2 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 of the 5 rebounds on the offensive glass. Connor Esigian has 6 for Wisconsin. Klesman and Hepburn each with 5. 4 for Tyler Wall, 3 for Stephen, or rather 1 point for Stephen Crow, and 2 for Kamari McGee. At the half, Northwestern 26, Wisconsin 23. Stay with us. Mike returns with the SVA halftime interview in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Race to savings and check out amazing deals now at Menards. Make sure you and your family are always breathing safe, clean air with DuPont air filters. They help reduce common airborne allergens by up to 75%, providing your home with healthy, comfortable air. We carry a variety of sizes in stock to fit your furnace. Pick up an allergen air filter for only $289 after mail-in rebate. Race into Menards for more great deals. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game. and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. I mean, can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts store is committed to the Midwest values of honesty, integrity, and trust in all of the business we do. From Detroit, Michigan to Madison, Wisconsin, and from Chicago, Illinois to the Upper Peninsula, we've got you covered. Quality parts, friendly service, and a huge selection of name brand products. You can even shop online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. That's bumper to bumper. We appreciate your business and thank you for shopping locally.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Welcome back to the Kohl Center. Northwestern leads Wisconsin 26-23 at halftime. The last time the Badgers played in this building, last home game was against Illinois. It was a real weird game for Chucky Hepburn. Didn't score in the first half, had 15 points in the second half. So when I sat down and talked with Chucky this week, I asked him, how do you explain the difference from one half to the next?
I feel like I was just being more aggressive and looking for my shot. In the first half, I was just shooting the open ones. I wasn't really looking for my shot. So I think in the second half, when I was being aggressive and attacking lanes, you know, I was able to get to where I wanted and attack.
Describe that first shot you hit. It looked like the clock was running down. The shot clock was running down. You had an opportunity, a look. You passed it up, got the ball back. You probably didn't have a whole lot of time to think, did you?
No, honestly, no. You know, that's something I go through. I just sometimes I tense up and don't want to shoot the ball. But, you know, that's something that my team needs me to do is be able to shoot the ball. You know, I'm shooting a great percentage from the three-point line. So I need, when I have an open three, I just need to take it.
Ain't that the truth? Badgers definitely need Chucky Hepburn to shoot the ball. In the first half, he was 2 of 5 from the field, 5 points. More of our halftime interview brought to you by SBA is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Time to redo this basement?
Yeah. A home gym, movie theater, model train utopia.
Or yoga studio?
I'm flexible-ish.
Great. I'll just use the U.S. Bank mobile app so we can plan it out.
Which way are you leaning? Setting a savings goal or applying for a home improvement loan?
I say we look at both options. Right here in the app.
Budget for a really good home gym. We deserve it.
Noted.
Help for today, planning for tomorrow. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC. How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy. Powering beyond.
Northwestern leads Wisconsin 26-23 at halftime. It's no secret Chucky Hepburn went through a very challenging week. On the last extended road trip for Wisconsin, the Badgers bus down to Northwestern. The next day, the 24th, was the one-year anniversary of the death of his very close friend in Omaha, Vincent Burns. Then the Badgers traveled to Maryland. Just so much adversity they had to deal with. And I asked him about it, how tough it was.
It was definitely tough for me. Not really having time to really think about what's happening. You know, it's been a whole year. You know, just life just goes on so fast. So, you know, never really had the chance to really sit down and think about it until like the 24th or that Tuesday when we're already in Maryland. So, you know, definitely a tough week for me. So, you know, my coaches and teammates have been there for me. So, and I'm just glad that I have 16 brothers and a coach staff that's able to support me like that.
So what do these words mean to you? Stay focused, go hard.
I mean, everything to me. You know, I have tatted on me, hard times don't last. And, you know, I think that's a big quote in my life.
You learned a lot from him, didn't you? So how do you celebrate his life moving forward?
For sure. You know, just to be the type of player that he was when he was growing up, you know, he didn't care who he was going up against. You know, he was always like one of the smallest players on the floor, but would guard the biggest, you know, and he was just so physical and didn't have any fear to him. You know, that's what I loved about him.
The heartfelt sentiments of Chucky Hepburn. When we continue, we'll have some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What in the world are you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm dressing up like an elf, Tony, so I can play in the Usinger All-Star Game. Never played an All-Star Game, and I figure this is my best shot.
Don't you think you're a little too tall to be an elf?
That's the beauty of this outfit. It lets me walk on my knees.
How are you going to bat from your knees?
Hopefully better than I did standing up.
I guess you've never been known for your bat.
Oh, heck no. And you know what? I'd rather be known for my brats anyway. Usinger's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
Carrier is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Contact the experts at 1-800-CARRIER or carrier.com.
Some companies are very standoffish or very afraid to get directly involved with the repair process. So we will physically take our phone, call the guy we know that can do it, and say, hey, I'm standing at this address. I need somebody to come over here and pull this limb out of this house. A lot of companies won't do that.
A West Bend claims representative handling a claim.
And we bring that sense with us that we can fix it. That's the biggest thing we do for them.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts,
the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
half. Northwestern leads Wisconsin 26-23. Let's check out some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. The Wildcats 43% for the field, 12-28, 2 of 9 from the arc. Only one free throw attempt for Northwestern that was missed by Nick Martinelli. The Badgers just 37% for the floor, 9-24, 4 of 13 from the arc, and 1 of 4 at the free throw line. Northwestern a plus 4 on the glass, and they had it seemed like a flurry of offensive rebounds, and I guess it was Brooks Barnheiser, but they had just 4 offensive boards in the first half. The Cats have no second chance points as opposed to 3 for Wisconsin. Badgers with 7 assists and 5 turnovers, likewise for Northwestern through the first 20 minutes. Chase Audige with 6 to lead the way for Northwestern. Connor Esegian with half a dozen to pace Wisconsin. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. At the break, Northwestern 23. Try that again. Northwestern 26, Wisconsin 23. This has been the Halftime Report presented by Culver's. Stay with us. The second half is coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Meet.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight with a low of 14. North winds around 5 miles per hour. Highs around 34. Tomorrow, cloudy. Overcast skies. Tomorrow night, a mixture of precipitation likely. Lows dip down to about 31. Temperatures above average Tuesday and Wednesday with highs from the mid-30s to the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 26.
I want to take a moment and recognize all the good folks at Gordon Flesh and thank them for their proud support of Wisconsin Badgers basketball. Gordon Flesh, business technology managed, taking the worry out of managing your office equipment and IT needs. Gordon Flesh, our game sponsor here tonight. 26-23, Northwestern leads Wisconsin as we get set for the second half.
You have to like the way the Badgers ended the first half. Scoring in transition, a nice feed from Klesmet to Tyler Wall. More so, have to like maybe the way Tyler Wall was able to reverse the ball off the glass despite being contested on the shot and scoring. Maybe that gets him jump started.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, he was talking this week about getting to the spots on the floor that he wanted, but just not executing the shots once he got there.
Body control on that reverse to get the ball out of his hand before the clock hits zero.
That was terrific, wasn't it?
It was. Badgers again less than 40% from the field in the first half. The energy has not been lacking, I will say that. Good energy in the building. Teams have been trying to get up and down, but in the first half, Badgers just 0.8 points per possession, Northwestern at 0.9.
Plus, Wisconsin was 5-7 at the rim, 5-7 on layups.
And Northwestern is one of the better teams in the country in two-point field goal defense. In fact, they're top 15 material. Badgers have taken a lot of threes, but they're 5 of 11 from inside the arc. Second half underway. Wildcats move to our left. Matthew Nicholson at the top of the circle against Crow. A handoff to Boo Booey, matched up with Hepburn. Now Barron versus Wall. Left side of the wing feed for Audige, checked by Max Klesmet. Right hand toss to Ty Berry, guarded by Connor Esegian. Berry loops it to Nicholson, top of the circle. Shot clock is at 8. Nicholson whips it to Barron. Three shot, right corner. Back rim, no good. Rebound, Crowell for the Badgers. And here comes Chucky Hepburn. Wisconsin moves to our right in the second half. Hepburn against Bowie. There's Hepburn, left foul line extended, throws to Klesmet, quickly into Stephen Crowell, doubled left block, whistle, and a cylinder foul there on Barron. He got in too close.
They really do a good job of doubling. I mean, sometimes you see the double and it's ineffective. Not with Barron and Nicholson.
This is how they play, and they're very good at it. First foul on Barron, by the way, as Klesmet wanted to go inside to Crowell, but the entry feed was just taken away by Ty Berry. An early turnover for Wisconsin here in this second half, about a minute into it, 26-23 Northwestern. Audige left point, throws to Nicholson, top of the circle, hands off to Audige, off the Nicholson screen, drop coverage, Crowell, inside feed intended for Nicholson, and that's taken away by Max Klesmet. Trading turnovers. Chucky to the front court for Wisconsin. A minute 15 gone by, second half, 26-23, the Wildcats. The siege in top of the circle, throws to Hepburn left side, probes baseline, Bowie cut him off. Now Chucky loops into the lane, up right hand, and that's swatted out of bounds by Nicholson. Nine on the shot clock, Badgers maintain possession. About a minute and a half into the second half, 26-23, Northwestern leading Wisconsin. Hepburn will inbound to the right corner for the Badgers. Along that sideline. Chucky looking. Coming off the screens. Catching his Klesmet. Leaves it for Crowell. Seven to shoot. Crowell hands off to Hepburn for three. Got it. From the right side, and we are tied at 26. Here comes Boo Booey for Northwestern. Booey starts the offense. Hands off to Ty Berry. A pass for Audige between the circles. Audige on the right-hand dribble. He'll legal screen. And the Badgers get it back.
You got to love the arc that Chucky Hepburn got on that last shot attempt, because he had to get it up and over Robbie Barron, who's 6'9".
Matthew Nicholson with that illegal screen, and that is his third foul. He comes out. Barron comes out. Barnheiser and Verhoeven back in there for the Wildcats. Here's Wall outside left for Wisconsin. A pass for Connor for three in the lead. Badgers take the lead for the first time tonight. Connor Asige in his third three-point hit, 29-26 Wisconsin. 2:10 gone, second half. Boo Booey out high. He'll throw to Audige. Left of the circle. High screen Verhoeven. Whistle. Illegal screen. Titus Verhoeven back-to-back possessions with an illegal screen for Northwestern.
Looking back on that shot by Asige, you give him a lot of credit for just finding the way to get open on Audige. Kind of used a little quick move in the paint and a bump from Crowell to get that shot off.
So fun to watch Connor off the ball. You watch a Badger game, you get locked onto the basketball. Watch Connor. He will run you ragged. Crowell, right of the circle. Picked up the dribble, throws to Hepburn. Badgers lead by three. 2.5 minutes gone, second half. Hepburn wiggles in the lane. Kick out of Siege. Another three right side. Back iron, no good. Ty Berry the rebound. Berry up the floor for Northwestern. He'll weave. Chased by Hepburn. Berry on the right wing. He'll throw to Audige. Northwestern goes into the offense with Boo Booey at the edge of the center circle against Max Klesmet. A pass for Audige along the right sideline. Now speed to Verhoeven, top of the circle. Crowell gives him a little space. Verhoeven a hand off to Booey. Turns the corner. Right lane line. Hooks it to Verhoeven. Low on the left. Layup good. That is Verhoeven with his first points. 29-28 Wisconsin. 3:10 gone by second half. Tyler Wall right side. Right of the lane. Throws to Crowell. Right elbow. One dribble. Crowell right foul line extended. Sends it back to Wall. Baseline right. Wall backing on Barnheiser. Finds Klesmet left side. Feeds Connor Asigian on the drive in the lane, leaves it for Crowell, reverse layup, way too strong, no good. It comes down to Audige. Strong and with a lot of English. Here's Berry stepping into the three, right side, short, trying to follow his miss, and he does, gets the rebound. Out to Booey, rotates left side, Barnheiser reverse layup, caught the bottom of the rim, no good, but he was hacked. They'll get Tyler Wall with his second foul.
It does seem like they're rebounding a lot of their missed shots, doesn't it? It goes back to that final, their final offensive possession in the first half. They had to extend this possession with just a little hustle on some loose balls, and sets up a foul by Wisconsin and free throws up by Barnheiser.
Yeah, they're really not. Five offensive rebounds, but it seemed like more than that. They had four in the first half. First free throw is good for Barnheiser. It was a 77% free throw shooter. Wall comes out. Gilmore is in. We're tied at 29, 16-18 remaining. Second free throw for Barnheiser in the air, and Northwestern regains the lead as the sophomore out of Lafayette, Indiana. It's both free throws, 30-29 Northwestern. 16-15 remaining at the Kohl Center. Chucky Hepburn sets the table, throws to Crowell left of the circle. Crowell against Verhoeven. Left foul line extended. Bounces to Hepburn. Left of the lane. Chucky starts the back. He draws the double. Retreats to the wing. Shot clock at 10. Now Asige is open. Left corner. Three is good again. Another three for Connor Asige in his fourth of the game. 32-30 Wisconsin. 15:48 remaining. Bowie up the floor for Northwestern. On the dribble to the free throw line. Backing on Hepburn. One pump. Pivots. Feeds Barry. Barry now is picked up by Hepburn. Barry on the right wing. Chucky's dogging him. And Barry lost the handle. Taken out of the air by Hepburn. Turnover Northwestern. Hepburn driving right lane line. Throws to Stephen Crowell. Left of the circle. Crowell throws to Hepburn. Chucky on the left side. Verhoeven sizes him up. Barry will get him. Inside feed. Caught by Crowell. Draws the double. Out to Klesman, open three, right side, put the right side of the rim, no good. Rebound, Klesman battles, gets the ball in the lane, up, back rim, no good. Verhoeven the rebound for Northwestern. 5 minutes gone, second half, 32-30, Wisconsin. Drew Bowie to the front court for the Wildcats, moving to our left in the second half. A flip for Barnheiser, left of the circle. Barnheiser leaves it for Verhoeven, top of the arc. Crowell defending, a handoff to Drew Bowie. Bowie, right elbow, trying to shake on Hepburn, and he draws the foul on Chucky. That will be his first, and we have a timeout in Madison. WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. And enjoy a clean running engine wherever you go. Top-tier tri-clean Citgo gasoline. Citgo, let's go together. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 14:43 to play. Wisconsin 32, Northwestern 30. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A chouse is a building with the secure storage of a Clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a chouse. We have so many options to create your very own chouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today.
14 minutes, 43 seconds to play in Madison. Wisconsin 32, Northwestern 30. It'll be Wildcats ball. Boo Booey will put it in play. Jordan Davis on the floor for the Badgers. Hepburn, Gilmore, Wall, and Asigin rounding out the five. Nothing inside yet. Bowie looks, gets it into Verhoeven, hands it back to Bowie. Curls off the right wing, stops in the lane, runs it out to Wadige. Covered up by Jordan Davis. Wadige with the pass for Bowie. Quick flip to Verhoeven, top of the arc. Shot clock at 10. Verhoeven against Gilmore. Now Bowie open for three on the right side. Rattles out, no good. Verhoeven, the offensive rebound. Throws it to Barnheiser. Barnheiser against Wall. Have him isolated. Low on the left. Wall staggered, and Barnheiser is there to finish. Tied at 32 with 14:15 remaining. So take a chance points for the Wildcats. They have four of those. The Badgers have six second chance points in this game. Gilmore, the pass, wanted to get at the wall. It's deflected, stolen away by Barnheiser. Turnover number seven for Wisconsin. The Canes with seven miscues, and the Wildcats with a chance to grab the lead again. 13:52 remaining, tied at 32. Bowie throws to Barnheiser, left of the circle. Gets it back to Bowie. Hard charge, hard left-hand dribble. Low on the left, lost the handle, out of bounds. Good D from Wall. Bowie just could not control it. And turnover number eight for the Wildcats.
By the way, Sejan's four triples matches his season high at four against Southern Cal and four at Maryland.
Four out of eight so far for Sejan. Here's Gilmore on the right side. Carter with a bounce pass to Wall, top of the circle. Leaves it for Hepburn against Audige. Now Sejan, quick pass to Wall, right point. Wall gets it to Gilmore, top of the arc, hands off to Hepburn against Bowie. Chucky's open for three, left of the circle, it's off the rim, no good. Jordan Davis crashing, gets the offensive board. Second chance for Wisconsin. Chucky Hepburn high on the left. Chucky out between the circles against Barnheiser. Hepburn shakes, going to work, left lane line, pivots, runs it out to Gilmore. Not take the shot, three to shoot. Now Gilmore will, left foul line extended a brick. It comes down to Wadij. Turned down the open three, and then the shot clock was winding down. Had to take an off-balance two. 12:50 to play, tied at 32. Lee Bowie sets the floor for Northwestern, leaves it for Barnheiser. Gliding left, a pass for Martinelli. Sends it back out to Bowie at half court. Bowie off the Verhoeven screen. Throws it into Verhoeven on the screen and roll. Left block. Good D from Gilmore. Out to Bowie. Hoisting up a three. Up top. Back rim. No good. Jordan Davis flying in there for another rebound. 12:25 to play. Still tied at 32. Gilmore left of the circle. Throws to Davis at the top. Whips it right side for Hepburn. Chucky dribbles off the wing. Kicks it out to the Sejan. Now Gilmore, quick pass to Hepburn, left side, 14 to shoot. Hepburn loops at the Wall, left of the circle. Wall against Barnheiser. Tyler, left of the lane, backing in. Wall, reverse layup, around and out, no good. And the rebound run down by Verhoeven. Here comes Martinelli, sprints up the floor, drives off the right wing, up left hand, good. Nick Martinelli with six, 34-32 Northwestern. 11:48 remaining. Hepburn left sideline, hands off to Sejan. Now Wall between the circles. And Tyler Wall, Badgers want to get a timeout, and they'll get it right now. So under 12 was waiting, but Greg Gard was going to wait no longer. They'll take a timeout. This will be a full timeout. Play big, win big. Ho-Chunk Gaming Hotel and Convention Center, your grown-up getaway in Wisconsin Dells. And Badger fans, tonight's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, and Pepsi. And, well, maybe it won't be a full timeout. Yep. Looks like it will be. We'll take a full timeout. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 11:40 to play. Northwestern 34, Wisconsin 32. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Pal Tony.
What in the world are you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm dressing up like an elf, Tony, so I can play in the Using Her All-Star game. Never played an All-Star game, and I figure this is my best shot.
Don't you think you're a little too tall to be an elf?
That's the beauty of this outfit. It lets me walk on my knees.
How are you going to bat from your knees?
Hopefully better than I did standing up.
I guess you've never been known for your bat.
Oh, heck no. And you know what? I'd rather be known for my brats anyway. Using Her's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
Wisconsin basketball brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 11 minutes and 40 seconds remaining. Northwestern 34, Wisconsin 32.
The Badgers only 3 of 11 from the field in the second half. 3 of 6 from the three-point line. 0 of 5 from inside the arc.
Yeah, they were pretty good inside the arc in the first half. Not they took a lot of shots inside the arc. Here's Chucky Hepburn with the ball. Left of the lane, leads it for Tyler Wall. He'll dribble off the left wing, stops at the elbow, pivots, and a bad pass. Chucky trying to save it, and he does not. It's over and back. And miscommunication there, and now the under 12 media timeout. Hey, Wisconsin fans, StubHub is the easiest way to experience every Badgers game. Check the virtual view, score your seats, and get your tickets delivered instantly. StubHub is the official ticketing partner of Wisconsin Athletics. StubHub, be there. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 11:30 remaining. It's still Northwestern 34, Wisconsin 32. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Put your trust in a bank that's been focused on serving the people and businesses in Wisconsin and all across the country since 1863. That's U.S. Bank. Stop by your local branch or log on today. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Off the Wisconsin turnover, Northwestern will have it. 11 minutes and 30 seconds to play. Wildcats 34, Badgers 32.
Boo Booey with 3 assists here tonight against Wisconsin. He's 5 away from 400 career assists. The all-time leader is seated over there on Northwestern sidelines. Bryant McIntosh.
And he's not going to catch him.
No way. 700.
Yeah, part of that magical season for Northwestern in 2017. Taylor Battle, Boo Booey, his brother, Taylor, performing Penn State star, and Chris Lowry.
That was a good addition.
Big time addition. They talked about the improved defense, and they will tell you that Chris Lowry has had a lot to do with that. With the ball's Boo Booey outside left, takes it between the circles. He'll throw it over Hooven left wing. Goes into Brooks Barnheiser just inside the arc, left side. Now Audiz just outside the arc, tries a three, rattles in, out, and back in. A member's bounce for Chase Audiz, 37-32 Northwestern with 11:05 remaining. Klesman throwing to Asijan. Connor between the arcs, gets at the wall, and he's trying to get a back-cutting Hepburn across the lane right to left. A feed for Gilmore. Lamore hands off to Hepburn, and a bump by Adige in the pad where the ball is deflected out of bounds by Adige, who is a lock to be on the all-defensive team in the Big Ten and could very well be the defensive player of the year in this conference. Shot clock at 15, 10:54 to play, 37-32 Northwestern. Klesmet, sideline left. Gets it inbounds to Hepburn at half court. Chucky matched up with Boo Booey. Hepburn takes him on, got fouled by Booey. Chucky got him isolated there. Boo Booey is called for his first foul. Now Tyler Wall back in for Wisconsin for Carter Gilmore. 14 fouls on Northwestern, 2 for Wisconsin. The Badgers were foul prone in that first game against the Wildcats. That has not been the case so far tonight. Max will inbound it right sideline into Tyler Wall, top of the circle, throws to Messijan. And now a whistle off the ball and a foul against Northwestern.
I think it's Verhoeven, isn't
it? That'll be his second.
He got the worst of it, too.
Yeah,
he's
the one. He's the one grimacing as he comes out. Matthew Nicholson is back in. Nicholson has 3 fouls. Still 10:45 to play. Badgers down 5. Inbounds pass to Crowell. Baseline right against Nicholson. Backing is Crowell. The double from Barnheiser. Crowell looking. Finds Wall. Right corner. Takes it off the wing. Wall in the lane. Pivots. Gets it to Crowell. Low on the right. Takes it left. Powers it up. No good. Rebound to Nicholson. And he is fouled. Boy, Stevie just cannot get it to drop.
It goes back to those two-point misses from close range now. That was set up perfectly. I mean, that was a good two-man game between Wall and Crowell, but you got to be able to finish.
The Badgers have just not been a good two-point shooting team this season. Connor Essejian picks up his first foul. I mentioned not a ton of shots inside.